Torah tells us, Parshas Tazria, Zera Kohen Acharei Kabesis Hanega, Hinei Lo Afach Hanegas Einu V'Hanega Lo Posso Tamehu Ba'ish Tisufenu, Chesesi B'Karachto V'Gavachto. So the Kohen sees the Nega, and the Nega didn't weaken, but it didn't spread either. So it's still Tame. So we know the different Negoim here, and the Pashup Shah, when it says Hinei Lofach HaNega Es Eino, means the Nega didn't weaken. It didn't get worse, but didn't weaken. But still, it's Tameh because it didn't weaken. So there's a vort that's said over from Rav Yitzchak Isaac of Koritz, that's quoted in different Sfarim, most prominently in the Sefer Shem Ephraim of Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, Al HaTorah, on page 3. And this is an idea that is written up in many Sfarim, that there's Osios Nega and there's Osios Oneg. That Nega is the Nega Tzaras, and Oneg is the opposite, Oneg Shabbos. And HaNega Lo Omad Be'eino means that the Ayin stayed in its place. Because if the ayin would switch to the beginning of the word from the end of the word, then there wouldn't be a neg anymore. It would be oneg. So, what it means, enega omad be'eino, means the ayin stood in its place. And hence, the nega is still nega, and it's not oneg. And we have to understand, on a deeper level, what that means. But it's interesting that, we'll see, it's brought down in different Sfarim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gezerah, so he puts out certain letters, and the gezerah could be changed if the letters are reversed of the order of the letter. For example, he told us Yaakov Yosef says Pshat in the Pasuk in Noach on page 6, Sohar Tase Lateva. So we know Rashi has two Pshatim, whether it's a window or a stone that shines. Sohar Tase Lateva. So the told us says on page 8 that the word Sohar could be written in three different forms. It could be written as Tzara, if you do it that Tziruf. It could be Ritzei, which is a good thing to be. And it could be Tzohar, which is also a good thing, a light. So when Hashem says to Noach, Tzohar Tase Lateva, what he meant to say is, I put a gzar din that there should be a tzara in the world. But I want you to make it light. To take tzara and make it ritzei. To be mahapech the osius. So tzara is a, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said to me, it's a remez to the concept of being mahapech the osius. So if you mahapech the osius from tzara to ritzei, then the gzeira won't happen. Because Ritzei is a good thing. That we're pleased. Hashem is pleased by us. There's appeasement. So the same thing as the Svarim write by Neged Saras, that the gzeira on the person that he has saras, Hashem puts those words in the metaphysical world of nega. But if you do tshuva or you have a different perspective, the nega could change to oneg. But what the pasuk saying in Tazria is hanega omad be'eno. He came back, the Kohen looking him at again to see did it change. So it doesn't just mean like the pashat shot that the nega didn't weaken. It's the same whiteness that existed, but the ayin stood in its place of nega and didn't change to onik. And again, we have to have a perspective of what that means. But it's interesting, there's a comment in the Sefer Yetzira, the Shemesh Shmuel quotes it, Rosh Ribbana, the Shemesh Shmuel of the Sefer Yetzira, page 4, says, two lines from the bottom, Ein betova lamala me'oneg, ve'ein bera'a lamata minega. There's nothing greater in this world than oneg, and there's nothing what? Lower than nega. And we'll see the Shemesh Shmuel explains that the oneg is representing what? Shabbos. That Shabbos, there's nothing greater than the pleasure of Shabbos, and there's nothing lower than the deprivement of a mitzvah. And then Be'er Moshe talks a little bit as well. So how do we understand this? So let's see another pasuk in Chumash. Ba'aloscha, page 7. Kisavola milchama v'artzichem al atzar atzor eschem v'ariosem b'chatzotzos. That when you have a milchama, you blow the horns v'niskartem, and that will cause Hashem to remember you v'niskartem l'fnei Hashem elokeichem v'noshatem me'oyveichem, and you'll be saved from your enemy. And then it says, "V'yom simchaschem v'odechem tkatem chatzotzos." So the toldos in that same piece that we said with the Tzohar, the toldos says on page 8, the fourth column, "V'zei yuvan chisavol milchama v'artzichem." Hasiba hu al tsar tsoreschem, Ratzolomar. Misha Mishar had tsar shall yidul hofcho min at tsar tsoar ritse, caniskar lakech eitza yutso variosum chatzosum, kitora simcha, hepach tor shofar, shucharada. Whereas he says that kisavo milchoma ba'artzichem, look in the Noam who told us Kufla Medal in the bottom. Alatsar. Shu Osius Tsara. Alatsar means you have Tsar. And you're not able to make it into Ritze. Just like Tsoar, the same idea. So what should you do? You should blow the horns. And he quotes from the Sefer Akedah, that's the horns represent simcha. Where shofar represents trembling, a horn that's trembling. Chatzosos is like is a happy. You know, you go to a wedding, they play, when he's got to go to the Badekin, they blow the horn. You know, it's a very happy thing. So what he's saying is, that if a person wants to change the tzara, to become Ritzei, he does it al yidei shekibel b'simcha, by having simcha, with the midah of simcha. Because a person has the midah of simcha, he has a perspective on life of what's important, of not to be mesamech b'chelko. So there, he doesn't have to speak lashon hara on people, because basically people who are speaking lashon hara on other people, as many people have said over, it's because they're not happy with themselves. So they don't have inner happiness of themselves, so they have to speak bad about other people and look bad about other people, and therefore, and that brings the tsar of tsaras. But if you want to rectify that you shouldn't have the nega, you want it to be oneg, so you have to have the mid of simcha, of realizing that everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what you need. And that's the midah of Shabbos. As we'll see shortly, the Ozhev explained, Shabbos is, what Shabbos? Yismachu b'malchuscha shom b'Shabbos. What does that mean? That means that the only thing that there is in this world is Malchus Hashem. So anything you're getting is because Hashem is giving it to you. And if you're not getting it, it's because Hashem feels you don't need it. So the opposite of nega is oneg. Oneg is oneg Shabbos. So because nega is a person who doesn't feel satisfied with himself, so he has to speak lashon hara, and he has atzvos, and that causes him to speak lashon hara, and that brings saras. But a person has inner peace with himself. He understands that what he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate what? That's the ultimate oneg. So when you have that perspective, v'ariyotzem b'chatzotzos, that changes the tzara to ritzei. That changes the nega to oneg. And that's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is what? So it's interesting, the famous, we know the pasuk in Yeshaya, on page 14, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, that the Shabbos is the Oneg, that's the opposite of Nega. And we also know the Sifrei. The Sifrei says on page 18, Uv'yom Simchaschem Uv'mozdechem. You know, there's a whole discussion. By Shabbos is there Simcha. The Poskim say Simcha is really Oneg by Yontif. By Shabbos is not Simcha. The Shabbos, but they point out, the various Svarim, the Rav Soloveitchik, others, that there is a concept of Simcha and Shabbos based on the Sifrei, V'yom Simchaschem V'adechem Eilu Shabbosos. And what's the idea? The idea is because, let's take a look at the Oshavar, in the Be'er Moshe. First, take a look, first, the Be'er Moshe quotes the Beis Yosef on page 20, that the fact that we say Yisbechu B'malchuscha on Shabbos is based on this Sifrei, or V'yom Simchaschem, Eilu Shabbosos. And the Ojeva Rebbe says in the Be'er Moshe on page 21 that Shabbos is the Makor of Simcha. Why? The Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos HaMalchus, Shabbos. And what's the idea? Malchus, Yesra Kain, it means it's not me, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what is in charge. If you realize that, then you're going to be besimcha. Because why are people not happy? Because they feel that they're not getting what they need. But if we believe that there's a melech and there's malchus and he's in charge and he's giving me what I need, then I don't have to be jealous of somebody, I don't have to speak bad of somebody. I have simcha. Yisbechu wat b'malchuscha. And Shabbos is the Makor HaSimcha, so that's why Shabbos is the opposite of Nega. There's Nega and there's Oneg. when the neges omad be'eino, doesn't only mean that it didn't diminish, but the ayin stayed in the end of the letter, as opposed to going to the beginning. Because the way to change a gzeira is to be mahapech to osios, from tzara to ritzei, from nega to onig. And that changes based on the attitude. But it's interesting, I was thinking as I was preparing this shiur, that tzaras has a very interesting halacha. And that is that you have to go to the kohen. Because you're not tameh unless the kohen pronounces you tameh. Right? In other words, is this anything? If I touch a sheretz, I'm tameh. Whether I go to a kohen, I don't go to a kohen, it's the metzias. So why can't I say, if I see I have a white spot on my hand, I should be tameh? No. It's only you have to go to the kohen. What's the idea of going to the kohen? So the idea of going to the kohen, I think, could be explained by something that Rav Soloveitchik once said over. And it's quoted in the Sefer Beiris Nosson. There's a famous Gemara in Moed Katan on Yudal Amud Beis, where the Gemara wants to know whether whether tzarahas is noheg on yontif. In other words, all the restrictions of the mitzora, that he has to, you know, be a certain way, he has to cover, he grows his hair, all these restrictions of, are they noheg on yontif? So the Gemara says, well, the pasuk says, Vatsarua l'rabos kohen gadol. There's a din that a kohen gadol has the dinei tzaras. And now the Gemara says a famous phrase, "Va'kohen gadol l'chol hashana kerega l'kulei alma domi." That a kohen gadol, the whole year, is what? Is like yontif for him. And so if he has tzaras, so it means that tzaras is noeg be yontif. So kohen gadol is constant state of yontif. Constant state of yontif. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, why is he a constant state of yontif? Because the pasuk says in the Divrei Hayomim, we say this in Davening on page 11, Hod v'hodah lefanav oz v'chedva b'mkomo. That b'mokom hashchina, when you're in front of the shchina, when you're lifnei Hashem, it's oz v'chedva. There's simcha there. And Kohen Gadol is always in the Beis HaMikdash. He's always in Yerushalayim. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's the, on page 12 and 13 here, that's the idea that Kohen Gadol is Kol Hashana Kol HaKeregel, because he's always Lifnei Hashem, he's always B'Simcha. So I thought that's exactly, based on this idea, why the Metzora has to go to the Kohen. So he doesn't have to go to the Kohen Gadol, but any Kohen, even though any Kohen is not as connected to the Beis HaMikdash as the Kohen Gadol was, he mamish, lived there, but a Kohen also has a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not the Kohen Gadol. So a Kohen is also Lifnei Hashem. So he also has this measure of Simcha. And if the whole idea of why somebody's a Metzora, yeah, he speaks Lashon Hara. But why does he speak Lashon Hara? He speaks Lashon Hara because he's not happy about himself. So therefore he has to speak negative about someone else. So therefore, Yidafka to go to the Kohen. Because the Kohen lives a life of Simcha. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's Lifnei Hashem. He knows what it means, Yismachu b'malchuscha. He knows what that means, Yismachu b'malchuscha. Shomei Shabbos, and Mekori Onik. And that's all connected. And that's, the Shem Yishmuel develops a little bit, the idea as well. And that's the Shabbos, is the Mekor, the Mekor HaSimcha. And that's, the Ashev also explains the Pasuk in Mishlei, based on the Medrash. It says in Mishlei, on page 22, Birkas Hashem hitashir v'lo Yosef etzev ima. Hashem's bracha will enrich you and you won't be sad. So you know what the Medrash Rabbah says? What's Birkas Hashem that will cause you to be rich and you won't be sad? Says the Medrash on page 23. That this is Shabbos. Birkas Hashem. So you see that Shabbos is a day that what? We don't have Eitzef. We don't have sadness. We don't have sadness. And that's Rabbi David Horowitz once pointed out to me that L'chor, that's what we say in Ritzei Vachlitzeinu. So Teit Sarah Ve'yogon Va'anocha B'yom Menuchaseinu. And the Ashiva goes ahead and explains that that's pshat in the Medrash. It's an unbelievable Medrash in Parshas Ekev on page 24. At Sover Shema LaRoscha Nasati L'chos HaShabbos. You might think that maybe I gave you the Shabbos for your detriment. So the Medrash says, no, don't think that way. That I only gave you Shabbos for your benefit. So the Ashiva asks on page 25, why in the world would we think that Shabbos is to our detriment? That you have to be told by the Medrash, don't think that, but it's for our good. So on page 26, he writes by the arrow, he says, because Shabbos is a time when we eat and we drink, so we get very gashmiistic. So when you get gashmiist, sometimes you can become a balgaiva. So Hashem says, don't worry. You'll partake from Shabbos, and that's not going to bring you gaiva. It's fakir. It's going to bring you closer to Hashem. You're going to be mizbonein b'malchus Hashem, and fakir, that'll bring you simcha. Lo yosef etzavima. So don't think shema l'roscha nasati etz Shabbos, lo nasati etz Shabbos elo l'tovascha. And that, Rabosai, is the idea that we're saying over here, But the Sefer Yetzirah says the two extremes in life are tsaras, the nega, and the onik. And the Shem Yishmul says that means Shabbos in contrast to tsaras. Onik Shabbos l'umas nega tsaras. And Shabbos is the highest. Because Shabbos is the time when we can focus on our emunah, realize that what we get is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really is the Malchus Hashem, and therefore we won't come, and that'll give us inner happiness of to understand that our lives are being taken care of, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after us, giving us the brachas that we need, and we can be involved in Gashmias, and that's not going to make us Bali Gaiv on Shabbos. It'll make us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just the opposite. The highest level is Shabbos, and the lowest level is nega. Ein lecha, and that's the lashon of the Sefer Yetzirah, as he says so beautifully. Ein betova lamala mi oneg, ve ein bera lamata mi nega. And that's the yisod, that our lives should be oneg, and it shouldn't be. So the nega is omad be'eino, means you can't get out of it. The ayin is stuck at the end. You can't bring it to the beginning because you're lacking the simcha, so you have to go to the kohen. Because the kohen knows what simcha is all about. A person wants to have happiness in life, he's evolved himself in a life of kedusha. He's evolved himself with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Beis HaMedrash. And that's a life of simcha, a life of Mesamech Bechelko, and with that, it's Gadol Kol HaShana Kula Yisrael Domi, and everyone on his own level should be Mekayim the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Hod V'Hodol Lefonov Oz V'Chedva Bimkomo, and that will be emanating from the Mekor HaBracha of Shabbos, to properly understand Shabbos, to properly use Shabbos as a time of looking. A lot of times on Shabbos you learn Sfarim you don't normally learn, Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Hesoros, to bring us close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understand the Godless Hashem, and Hashem is controlling the world, and that will bring us ultimate Simcha. Hod v'hodo l'fanov oz v'chedem komo, and will go from the depths of Nega to the heights of Oneg, from Taras to Shabbos.